I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Carol Clement owns and operates Heather Ridge Farm. Have you ever wanted to own a chicken? It's Anna and Raven.
Carol, everybody all of a sudden now has decided that they want to be a chicken farmer. Is this sustainable? Or are they able to handle these chickens?
I think most people will do fine with chickens. It is crazy. We're getting calls all the time asking if we sell live chicks or live birds that are already laying. And it's a real thing. People really are doing it. I think people want to secure their own food. You have to remember that the word bird brain came from something real. They're pretty stupid.
Oh,
wow. So you really have to have a nice, secure place for them, provide for their need. Once you've got a good place and that they're secure, you'll do fine.
I saw this morning. Somebody had posted a video of the chickens got out from the coop and they were in the front yard in the driveway. She yelled at the chickens through her Ring camera on the front of the house, and all the chickens ran to the back of the backyard again.
Are they smart enough to do that, Carol?
You can train any animal if food is involved. Absolutely.
So if somebody wanted to start their own chicken coop and they wanted to get a few chickens, like, what are the necessity things that they need to get going?
Okay, now I'm presuming it's laying hens is what you're talking about. Most people want birds that are going to give them eggs.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're just lay people. We don't know
the terms.
We know that there's a boy one and a girl one, but that's it.
You don't need the boy ones. Unless you are planning to breed chickens, you don't need a boy around. And the boys are kind of a pain in the neck because sometimes they can be very aggressive. So let's say you're going to have five birds. You want to have a coop that they can be locked in at night with 3 or 4 square foot per bird, so they have room to move around. You need some nest boxes where they're going to lay their eggs. If you had 5 birds, you'd want maybe 3 nest boxes because they will share and they don't all lay at the same time. You need some kind of water and food thing that you can also have inside this coop. For their own security, you need to lock them in at night. There's all kinds of predators that will go after chickens. Everything from weasels to foxes to your neighbor's dogs. Owls. Owls love chickens.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So now during the day, you want to let them out. You want them to be out on the ground and scratching around looking for worms and bugs and dandelion greens and all that kind of stuff. It's best if you have a secure yard so that they have a nice area to run around during the day. They will automatically go back in the coop to lay their eggs. They will automatically go back in at night.
Yeah, that's
what
I hear.
But you do have to lock the door.
But I hear they just line right up and they march right in.
They do. They have this great nesting instinct. They want to be back in there at night, but you got to close the door.
How many eggs does a typical hen lay one time?
Like per day. Right? So you got to decide how many dozens you need, Anna.
Right.
They usually lay 1 egg a day. Now, they respond to the amount of sunlight. So this time of year, they lay 1 egg a day. By fall, they might be only laying 1 every other day. November, December, when the days are really short, they stop laying.
Oh, no. This is fascinating.
Do they turn into a hensicle? What do we do? Do we heat that coop in the fall and
winter
time?
Yeah, do they get cold?
No, they have good fluffy feathers. As long as they're dry and out of the wind, they can stay. They're plenty warm. You don't need to heat the coop.
I'm on your website, heatherridgefarm.com, and you sell all these chicken boxes, and everything seems to be sold out. So clearly there's a need for this.
There is. A month ago, when the supermarkets started having all the runs on them, and you know everybody was going in and buying everything, they ran out of chicken immediately, and all these people that didn't normally shop here came here.
Do you have any chickens that lay steaks? Do you have any chickens that lay steaks? No? Okay. Well,
I wish.
Do you have any chickens that you like more than the others? Like, they're your best friend chickens? Or are they all kind of the same?
Right.
You
like
know,
a house chicken?
There's always a couple.
What's your best friend chicken's name?
Lucky.
Oh, that's nice. Is he handsome? Is he handsome?
It's a girl.
She.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't keep it straight.
Like all guys, as we were talking about earlier, the aggressive, not paying much attention, and really doesn't need to be part of the conversation. Carol, thank you for taking the time this morning. If you want to check out Carol's farm for yourself, you can head to heatherridgefarm.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. If anybody has any questions about raising chickens, they can contact me through the website.